Gino gives the opening, we're going to have a report from last night's young people's meeting.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is one for the young people.
Amen.
Raising up the next generation.
Amen.
Last night we had a Southern California blending blending time. It was in the church in Arcadia. I didn't get the count, but the projected number was anywhere from 600 to 700.
Wow.
And that was 7th grade to 12th grade. And we had the opportunity to caravan there, enjoy the Lord on the way to the meeting.
Amen.
And at the same time, enjoy the Lord at the meeting.
Amen.
And even after coming home.
Amen.
It was such a great time to see that there are so many young people in the Southern California area.
Amen.
And that all the young people can be encouraged, that there are many more that are pursuing the Lord. Genuine and a pure heart.
Amen.
There's no excuse not to have a companion.
Amen.
Other than your companion.
Amen.
Go on with our companion.
Amen.
Last night, there was a number of brothers shared, and it was very refreshing. I believe there was a total of three or four. There's three brothers that shared maybe about 15, 20 minutes each. And it was very cherishing as they were speaking the message. It was just built upon and built upon. And we saw that Jesus is our food.
Amen.
And he's small enough to eat.
Amen.
And there was something that one of the brothers first shared. And he said that our diet determines our destiny. And what do we hunger for? And what are we eating? Say that the young people in Los Angeles are eating the Lord.
Amen.
Right. They're being encouraged to just open themselves for the divine expense.
Amen.
There was an example that one of the brothers gave that I feel that really just encompassed the entire time. And it was, maybe Jared can help me. It was regarding, we know the example of the tea of the case. Right, the tea bag and water. The brother poured a glass of water. He said, this is a vessel. And this is, let's say, this young person here, he's a glass of water.
Yeah.
And someone tells him, hey, you have to be like God. As much as he tries, he's just a glass of water.
Yeah.
Something has to come in.
Amen.
That tea bag has to come in.
Amen.
Right? So when the Lord comes into this clear glass of water, what happens? Starts to turn around. There's an expression taking place.
Amen.
No matter how much this glass of water decides that I don't want to express this anymore, he can't do it. Why? Because it's already been imparted into him.
Amen.
Yeah. Maybe all the young people that went
Hallelujah.
So I was appreciating that picture too of the tea and the water, but what the brother did was he didn't just leave the bag in. He just dumped it really, really quick. So he just went really quick. You could see, you know, even that split second that it was in the water, the water started turning, you know, brown, right? Right, Boris?
Yeah.
It started turning brown. And he said, so eventually, you know, after it all boils together, it turns like a really light shade of brown. And then he said after that, now that you're expressing God, can this water not express the tea anymore? Right? No, it's stuck, right? It's
right.
In there.
Amen.
So that's a picture of when we let the Lord in, even just a little touch, you know, where we have a little bit of an expression.
Amen.
I think Paul was saying something about being dunked.
I'm trying to recall.
Well, anyways, yeah, so, but what this brother is showing us is that, you know, it's not a matter of letting the tea steep in there for hours, right? He just dumped it, every time he dumped it in, you know, they got darker and darker and darker.
Amen.
And he likened these things to just saying, oh Lord Jesus, that's a dump.
Amen.
That's a little bit of a dump.
Dump,
right? And, you know, just like coming to the meetings, that's a little dump too.
Amen.
So eventually, you know, he did it a bunch of times and the tea was almost black, right?
Yeah.
So this is just a picture of our vessel.
Amen.
As all of us, we're all young people, amen, that, you know, we need to let the Lord in.
Amen.
It's not something, what Cy said, it's not something, the Lord isn't something huge, right? It's something huge that is really hard to grasp, right? He's like the manna, he's small.
Amen.
Right? It's fine for us to enjoy.
Amen. 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 good.
Yesterday I enjoyed the part where the brother shared about having a certain diet.
Yeah.
You know what we eat spiritually and physically. If we do not have a certain diet, whether it's real food or spiritual food, eventually we will become weak. If we are weak, then our worldly diet will overpower us. We don't want that. We have to have a diet of the Lord so we will become stronger and stronger every day.
Amen.
I enjoy that Christ is small.
Amen.
In Exodus, when Moses brought the people out of Egypt, he brought, they ate Egyptian food, but when they ran out of food, Moses brought manna, or God brought manna.
Amen.
I also enjoy that manna is small, like a small white flake.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I also enjoy that you need to enjoy the Lord, like small, and then the small portion, day by day.
Amen.
And that's also representing the tea bag. Like each small portion becomes more brown.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Spontaneous way, but in just small chunks, we can become like more like God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we can express God in eternity, like in the future.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And then towards the end, the mother said, "This is the best tea bag."
Amen.
This is the word.
Amen.
And the young people are actually reading the word.
Amen.
It began somewhere in the New Testament. So I would encourage all of the saints to ask the young people when you meet them and greet them, "How's your Bible reading going? Share something with me."
Amen.
Whatever chapter, whatever book of the Bible you're in right now, whatever you're enjoying, share that dunking of this great tea bag.
Amen. Amen.
I'm so grateful to see so many young people. My goodness, I didn't receive the Lord until I was 32.
Wow.
And there's practically nobody here that's older than 32. And all of you are learning the Lord.
Amen.
I appreciate all of these guys.
Amen.
Just encourage me tremendously.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we're encouraged this morning.
Amen.
We're all encouraged. Why? Because the Lord speaks to us all, but how does He speak? He speaks through the members.
Amen.
From the youngest to the oldest.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Even just to be here this morning in the Lord's presence and to hear Him speak to us, huh?
Amen.
And I'm so glad that we don't have just one preacher here this morning,
yep.
But it takes all the members.
Amen.
To speak forth Christ.
Amen.
And He speaks what? We see a view. We see a wonderful view of God's eternal economy.
Amen.
What is it? Hallelujah. It's Christ in the church.
Amen.
Well, this morning, hallelujah, this verse we just read before they shared week 2, day 3, concerning, let's read this together again.
Romans 1:3-4. Concerning His Son, who came out of the seed of David, according to the flesh, who was designated the Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, now of
of Romans here, Paul, he says, Paul, a slave of Jesus Christ, Paul, apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
Amen.
What did he promise? Concerning his son.
Amen.
He promised concerning his son who came out of the seed of David,
Amen.
According to the flesh,
Amen.
Who was designated.
Amen.
So when you look, you see, what's he talking about? He's referring to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 7, which is day 1. Let's turn to that. On day 1, let's read that together.
I will raise up your seed after you, which will come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. It is he who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son.
The Son.
Amen.
He was designated the Son of God.
Amen.
Out of his seed. Hallelujah. Out of the seed of David.
Amen.
Out of a human seed comes forth God.
Amen.
So Christ had to be born of a human, of a man. Hallelujah. He became a man.
Amen.
God himself became a man.
Amen.
He put on you. We sing it many times. We need to sing it again. Christ has put on human nature and become a man like me.
He has died upon the cross that I from Adam might be free. He has risen and the Spirit he has come to live in me that he might be my life.
Hallelujah. Then we'll get a glory, glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
He put on human nature to become a man like me.
Amen.
Born, this was his designation. Praise the Lord for his designation.
Amen.
Born of a human. And as a human, he walked through the human life, and then he took this human life
Amen.
To the cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When he went to that cross, he took all of us with him there.
Amen.
And on the cross, what got crucified? The flesh got crucified.
Right.
Sin got crucified.
Right.
Satan got crucified.
Amen.
The world got crucified.
Amen.
The old man got crucified.
Amen.
That's right.
Don't you find yourself in your old man a lot?
Yeah.
Well, I do every day. In fact, I woke up this morning, I just felt so dead. I even felt like, you know, uninflated. Praise the Lord, this morning we're all getting inflated, right?
Amen.
But we all didn't wake up that way, did we?
No.
Because we still have our old man. But, hallelujah, we can breathe in the resurrected Christ.
Amen.
How can we get inflated? Why? Because Christ became a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, he became a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
When we call on him,
Amen.
We're made alive.
Amen.
Tell you, I woke up and I was laying there, and I'm getting up, and then I'm thinking, oh no, you better call the brothers and tell them somebody else better do this opening. But you know what? I tell you what, I started to breathe him in.
Amen.
You know, I tell you, with this heavenly, he's just a heavenly air compressor.
Amen.
You know, some go, Craig and I, some of the others ride bicycles. And sometimes you get a flat tire, right?
Yep.
You get a flat tire. And if you're a bike rider, you got to know how to fix those tires. And then you got to fill them. You got to get them full of air.
Amen.
But I tell you what, our Christ is not just a hand pump.
Yeah.
I tell you what, this heavenly air compressor, he's got a thousands of pounds of pressure.
Amen.
All it takes is a, oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And you go, psh.
Amen.
Our spirit gets ignited right away, right?
Amen.
Filled.
Amen.
I hope we're all getting filled this morning.
Amen.
So we can all express this wonderful Christ.
Amen.
So we can sit here. Praise the Lord. I got off track there a little, but anyway, hallelujah. Hallelujah for this wonderful Christ.
Amen.
And this
Amen.
Designated one.
Amen.
Our old man has been crucified.
Amen.
And we were crucified with him. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ.
Amen.
It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
And the life that I now live in the flesh,
Amen.
I live in the faith.
Amen.
Faith in the Son of God who
Amen.
Loved me
Amen.
And died and gave himself up for me.
Amen.
So we don't need to listen to our old man.
Amen.
Don't need to listen to the old man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, So then what? Now here we come to our designation.
Amen.
We were also designated as sons.
Right.
When he died and resurrected,
right,
he became the firstborn.
Amen.
The firstborn in resurrection.
Amen.
And you know, one of the brothers this week was looking at the Greek word for firstborn. And the Greek word there means prototype, right, David?
Same root.
Same root.
Yeah.
For firstborn is prototype. We've heard in the ministry, and I was so glad to hear that this prototype means that there's more to come.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the prototype.
Amen.
For eternity, Christ will always be there on the throne.
Amen.
He's the one that went through it all for us. But now, what are we? We're his duplication.
Amen.
Forget about trying to, you know, that one verse we read, it says, I forgot where the verse was, but anyway.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Forget about trying to be perfect and trying to be like a good Christian and as Christian-like and am I behaving like a good brother? Forget about it. Just enjoy the resurrected Christ.
Amen.
We are the sons of God.
Amen.
He was the one grain that fell into the earth in John 10, 12. He fell into the earth and died. For what? So that he could produce many grains.
Amen.
Don't look at the shell, but look at the seed that's growing.
Amen.
We're all being transformed. The last day here, let's read that here on day six. Yeah, that was it. It says, let's read 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all,
with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting by the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we're being transformed.
Amen.
How? As we need to be unveiled.
Amen.
We need to behold the Lord.
Amen.
I hope this morning we're all just beholding Him.
Amen.
We're turning to Him. Amen. Where is He? He's in our spirit.
Amen.
We behold Him.
Amen.
And then we reflect Him.
Amen.
And as we do, we're being transformed.
Amen.
We're all in a wonderful process day by day.
Amen.
As we eat the Lord, we turn to Him,
Amen.
We pray, we sing.
Amen.
We're being transformed into the same image.
Amen.
And what eventually we'll all be brought into glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God wants many sons.
Amen.
Bringing many sons into glory.
Amen.
One day we will be this full expression.
Amen.
The whole universe will see.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we have someone on the piano? Could you do 1 minute and a half?
Yeah, since we're getting a late start on our prophesying, we ought to limit ourselves a little.
Amen.
But you can be shorter than that. Anywhere from one sentence to 1 minute and a half.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to stand with our old man.
Amen.
Right? It's like the verse we read together at the end. But we all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We all.
Amen.
Unveiled face.
Amen.
Beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Are being transformed.
Amen.
Into the same image.
Amen.
From glory to glory. From the Lord's Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Well, enjoy this week that we have what such a wonderful prototype.
Amen.
One of the brothers was sharing, he works in a machine shop. And so they get the prototype, and this prototype is transparent. And so you can look at it in every detail. You can see how deep here, how this here, how that there. And then they know how to make the many in reproduction, right? And so I just enjoyed that along with this verse is we all with an unveiled face.
Amen.
What are we doing? We are beholding.
Amen. Right?
The more we're beholding, the more we're reflecting.
Amen.
And we are being transformed.
Amen.
I just enjoy the Lord Jesus is such a wonderful, transparent prototype.
Amen.
Right? Like Si said, the Bible is the best tea bag, right?
Amen.
The more we behold the Lord in the Word, the more we open to Him, the more this transparent prototype is working Himself into us. Right?
Amen.
And this is the way we are transformed. Right, and I'm just so glad that our transformation, like Gino said, is not by our endeavoring, is not by this, is not by that, but it's by beholding.
Amen.
I'm
so glad we have this word, beholding.
Amen. Right?
Reflecting. Right?
Amen.
That we would all be transformed.
Amen.
Right? Amen.
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 Hallelujah for this word.
Amen.
I just felt like, I don't know about you, but I felt like I had the gospel preached to me this week.
Amen.
And what gospel did I have? It was the gospel of God.
Amen.
What I really appreciated, I don't think I ever saw before, was this matter of the two natures of this God-man.
Yeah.
You know, it says, Romans 1:3-4 says, concerning his son who came out of the seed of David according to the flesh.
Amen.
It was so good to see. So good to see that who was this Jesus on earth? He in his divinity, he was the Son of God. But in his humanity was what? Of the seed of David.
Amen.
His humanity was something. It was almost shocking to me. His humanity was something. It was the old creation. It was the old man. And I was so happy. You know, I said, thank you, Lord. You're just like me. And I was so encouraged. But you know, and I also appreciated in the Gospels. You know, when the demons came to him, they called him the Son of God. And when Satan tempted him, he called him the Son of God.
Amen.
But when he responded, when he says, "Man,
amen.
I'm a man."
Amen.
And you know, yes, I'm a. This is the old creation standing in front of you.
Yeah.
But as the old creation, I'm going to defeat you.
Amen.
And I just appreciate it. Just real quick, finish. Just the seed, you know, this seed had, the grain of wheat is a seed. And the seed goes into the ground, and the active element, that's the divine part. It with Christ, it uplifted.
Amen.
It uplifted this old creation.
Amen.
And brought it into divinity.
Amen.
That's what the Lord is doing with us.
Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate it. Page 6, there's a sentence that really touched me, because we learned God's eternal economy is to make man the same as he, you know, sort of know that song. But it really touched me that God's economy is just to work himself into us.
Amen.
That we may experience such a metabolic process of spiritual digestion and assimilation that produces a gradual intrinsic change in life.
Amen.
This morning with the sharing of the young people, I enjoy that God's putting himself into us is an altogether an organic matter.
Amen.
We as vessels don't have such a clear water. We have to be cleaned out first, but our vessels are there, prepared for God to come in as
Amen.
A tea bag to just...
Amen.
Give us a little infusion.
Amen.
And
we slowly but surely just keep opening and opening and changing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for his organic salvation.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As seeds, we all look alike. And then when we are planted in the dirt, we are still looking alike.
Yeah.
And even when the roots go down into the earth, we're still looking alike. But when we have our ups and downs, the rains come, the thunder comes, the snow comes, then the roots grow larger and larger. And pretty soon, the stem comes up. And still, we go through storms, rain, and sunshine. That's our life. Our life is not smooth. It's sun, thunderstorms, and rain. And then the stem comes up. And even then, we don't know one flower from another. But when the stems all become beautiful carnations, all in a row, the Lord is glorified.
Amen.
He is so happy with us.
Amen.
This is resurrection life.
Amen. Amen.
Designation, this food is resurrection.
Amen.
Like the verse we read earlier, that according to the who came out as a seed of David according to the flesh, was designated the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness out of the resurrection of the dead. I just appreciate how the Lord went through death and resurrection so that he could become be designated as the firstborn Son of God.
Amen.
And because he's the firstborn, it means that there will be many sons.
Amen.
And that's how we became the sons of God.
Amen.
And just like the carnation seed, the carnation seed, right, when you look at it, it's all the same. But even though we put a label there, that we're not sure, right? But once the carnation seed goes into the dirt and springs up, it blossoms up, then you can see the flower.
Yep.
And I just appreciate the Lord. Lord, we have to go through death and resurrection.
Amen.
Without resurrection, there's no way, there's no transformation, nothing can happen to us. If the Lord Jesus went through that now, he can take us through.
Amen.
And when he came, the life-giving spirit,
Amen.
We always look to this one who is always imparting his life into us because he lives in us.
Amen.
And we enjoy his life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I also really, I like this example of a seed so much. I really appreciate that this carnation seed example, it's awesome, right? There's the seed, it's growing, everything's in the seed, and eventually, after time, the seed just blossoms. And that blossom designates that carnation seed, what it always was a carnation seed, but it's designated by that expression of that flower. And so I think this verse has come up a little bit, it didn't come up in one of the days, but 1 Peter 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Who according to his great mercy has regenerated us unto a living hope.
Amen.
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Amen.
So of course, we saw in the Romans that the Lord, out of his resurrection, was designated the Son of God. But this resurrection was an amazing delivery of all the sons of God in one time.
Amen.
We were all regenerated, right? On that day, when the Lord's divinity invaded his humanity, and his humanity got uplifted in divinity, the divine life got infused into every single believer throughout time, right?
Amen.
So this is awesome. And I really appreciate in this verse, this word, living hope.
Amen.
We have a living hope.
Amen.
What's our hope? Our hope is to be exactly, our hope is to blossom, right?
Amen.
Our hope is to enter into that glory. Glory. Where our hope is that when the Lord comes, this glory is going to pop and explode and blossom out of our being, right?
Amen.
It is just going to eventually all over the earth. What are you going to see? It says that when the Lord comes, he's going to come to be glorified in his saints, right? To be marveled at. So when the Lord comes, on the day the Lord comes, all the sons of God are going to blossom.
Amen.
And on the earth, people are going to be marveling at the expression of Christ. This God-man is going to be marveled at in every single one of the saints on the earth.
Amen.
It is going to be so impressive.
Amen.
You know, I don't know if anyone's ever gone to the poppy reserve out here, right? Out in the Antelope Valley. You go there, the poppies are blossoming.
Amen.
It's going to be just like that, but it's going to be Jesus blossoming.
Amen.
It's going to be the Son of God blossoming everywhere you look.
Amen.
You're going to see Brother Chuck, and glory is going to blossom out of him. Brother Mark, every one of us. Glory is really, this is the hope of this is the living hope that we receive when this seed got planted into us.
Amen.
Wow, for that day is going to be glorious, but we get a foretaste of it in the church life.
Amen.
And once in a while, we see these young people pop up and blossom.
Amen.
Talk about the tea bag, right?
Amen.
You see a little bit of a foretaste of this blossoming. So anyway, but what a day is before us. But we get to enjoy the foretaste all the time in the church life.
Amen.
Amen.
We enjoy it in the church life.
Amen.
I just enjoy this one paragraph here. It says it better than I can say. It says, designation is by resurrection.
Amen.
Sanctification, transformation, confirmation, and glorification.
Amen.
All these wonderful things are in the Spirit.
Amen.
In the Spirit, we enjoy resurrection and everything included in it.
Amen.
Resurrection is not a matter of doctrines. It is absolutely a matter of touching the Spirit.
Amen.
The most simple way to contact the Spirit is to call on the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The more we touch the Spirit, the more we enjoy resurrection, and the more we are sanctified, transformed, and glorified.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We can enjoy the Spirit.
Amen.
We are being designated saints, and we can help God along, but just enjoy Him in the church life.
Amen. Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Day 4, it says,
Christ's divinity had the power to uplift his crucified humanity.
Amen.
To resurrect that humanity. And there's a song that we teach the children that the Lord is still working on us. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. And really what it is we were born with humanity.
Amen.
And when the divinity comes into us, it's that divine life which through resurrection brings our humanity into what God wants.
Amen.
And it's not an instantaneous thing, and it's a lifelong thing. And that where you think you are living in resurrection, the next day you can be right back into yourself.
Yeah.
But praise the Lord.
Amen.
He is designating by the broken life, by our turning, by all the things that we do daily, even our failures help designate us.
Amen.
Because it causes us to turn. Causes us to want Him.
Amen.
Causes us to need more of Him.
Amen.
When we have a realization that you need to be crucified, then you can be crucified. If there's no realization, nothing happens.
Right.
But praise the Lord.
Amen.
For the designation by the resurrection life.
Amen. Amen.
Also enjoyed this with designation.
Amen.
In the past, I never heard this, but this morning revival reminded me about this designation. Lord Jesus,
Amen.
I thank you for designation.
Amen.
First of all, our prototype is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He went through process because He has to be a pattern to us.
Amen.
That we go also the same way, the same path. Lord Jesus, when He went through all this process from dying, crucifying, and then resurrected in power of the Spirit, so He became the firstborn Son of God.
Yeah.
And then we are the reproduction.
Amen.
And reproduction of this prototype.
Amen.
But it doesn't mean that still He is that. He is the designated Son of God, but still we need to go through the process, this
Amen.
Process,
Amen.
All of our life.
Amen.
We are not designated yet, but we are still on the process.
Amen.
We pray the Lord, and I pray that each of one of us, and all the saints in the body of Christ, to get designated Amen. As the Son of God.
Amen.
Because the sonship is the most desire of the Lord, of our God's heart,
Amen.
The sonship. In the New Jerusalem, we will be incorporated sonship.
Amen.
In the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
And then I like that designation is like a seal.
Amen.
Christ already in His humanity sealed
Amen.
The Son of God, the first Son of God.
Amen.
And we wait that one day in the glorification we are sealed
Amen.
As designated Son of God, sons of God.
Amen.
Sons of God.
Amen.
I'm just
following
appreciation that the Lord went through this process.
Amen.
Joined with man
Amen.
To put on flesh, to put on the human nature, something that had nothing to do with divinity, to go through this slow process of designation.
Amen.
Right now I'm reading through the book of Luke, and I'm just on chapter 3, but so many times there's been a verse where somebody will say something about the Lord. You know, Elizabeth will say something, or Zechariah, or the shepherds, or Simeon and Anna, they'll say something about the Lord's divinity, and it and afterwards it will say, have a verse, something like, and Mary treasured these things up in her heart and pondered them. You know, it was something very mysterious that she didn't quite understand, because she knew full well that the Lord was a human baby. She knew full well that He had, you know, this was a human thing, you know. But this matter of divinity was something that, you know, she had to ponder over and over. And I just appreciate also the Lord, when He grew up, He referred to Himself as the Son of Man. He always took His status as a man.
Amen.
And, you know, this is our Lord, and I'm just so appreciative of Him. And I praise Him that He led the way.
Amen.
He's leading us into sonship.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, I just appreciate our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I sing there, I was like, well, I don't really feel like speaking, but you know, I just realized I feel the same way as you, as we fall. I feel like the gospel is preached against me.
Yeah.
And you know, how can we not appreciate the Lord when you realize, you know, in day three it says, before Christ's resurrection, Christ's humanity was just human.
Yeah.
And that really struck me, that the Lord's stand on the earth was just to be a man.
Yeah. Amen.
That's why he came here, to save us.
Amen.
But he had to come here as a man.
Amen.
And then it says, but in Christ's resurrection, his divinity as a spirit was made strong.
Amen.
To impart himself into his humanity to make it divine.
Amen.
So he was willing to be a man,
yeah,
be crucified, and have his shell, his humanity, broken, so that the spirit could come in. Actually, I always think of humanity being brought into divinity, but divinity was brought into humanity.
Yeah.
And by Christ being designated as the firstborn Son of God,
yeah,
it allowed us to become the many brothers.
Amen.
So in our humanity, we can receive divinity.
Amen.
And not just a weak divinity, but the Spirit,
amen,
coming in a strong way.
Amen.
So even though in our daily life we might, you know, sometimes be disappointed,
yep,
we might sometimes feel weak, we might sometimes feel on the side, but there's a Spirit.
Amen.
And the Spirit's strong.
Amen.
And the Spirit's active.
Amen.
To impart himself into his humanity.
Amen.
So I can pray, Lord, impart yourself into my humanity.
Amen.
Of sentences. It says, most of us today may not have the confidence to say that we are the sons of God. We do not yet have the appearance and expression of God's Son. I'm like, oh Lord, yes. But I also appreciate the verse from the, on Hebrews 2:10-11, which I'm going to read the last part. It says, and because he is not ashamed to call them brother.
Amen.
Who am I not? I will leave when we may not appear like God, but we are.
Amen.
We are the sons of God.
Amen.
And the last point of the outline, which was a great hope to me, it says, one day this process will be completed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This process will be completed.
Amen.
And for eternity, we will be the same as Christ.
Amen.
God's firstborn Son.
Amen.
In our spirit, in our soul, and our body.
Amen.
This is our great hope.
Amen.
I have this hope.
Amen.
That, you know, he's not ashamed because he knows.
Amen.
That one day will be like this.
Amen.
So, this is our hope, saints.
Amen. Amen.
You know, day by day, we just be, I have to remember that we're being transformed.
Amen.
Transformed.
Amen.
This process will be completed.
Amen.
We will be the same as he is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And we don't have to be discouraged because we have the all-inclusive seed, which is the life in us.
Amen.
I appreciated the verses in day three. The first was Romans 1:3-4, which talks about the designation of the Son of God in power. But how does that happen?
Right.
It's according to the Spirit of holiness.
Amen.
Out of the resurrection of the dead.
Amen.
In 1 Peter 3:18, they connected it to say that for Christ also has suffered once for sins, on the one hand, being put to death in the flesh.
Amen.
But that's not it.
Yeah.
There's another part.
Amen.
It says that, but on the other hand, made alive in the Spirit.
Amen.
Even though we're being put to death today, we are being made alive in our spirit.
Amen.
Active in our spirit.
Amen.
Don't be discouraged. And I believe Brother Dick shared one thing. He said that, don't be discouraged. Just remain in the process.
Amen.
We're all in this process of transformation.
Amen.
There's a portion here that was opening up the 1 Peter 3:18 a little more. And it says that, as Christ was being put to death on the cross, his flesh was being put to death, not his spirit. His spirit at the same time was very active and was made alive. One person was crucified on the cross, According to his flesh, he was crucified, but according to his spirit, he was very active and made strong.
Amen.
Only through his death did he become this prototype. And through the prototype, we are now his mastery production.
Amen.
This is the Lord's will, and this is the Lord's desire.
Amen.
We don't look at our situation. Just like that example of the tea, we can't deny that we don't have some type of expression of the Lord. We've been dumped.
Amen.
By the Lord. So there's an expression.
Amen.
It's not quite yet in full, but that day is coming.
Amen.
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 I enjoy that. As I said, don't be discouraged. We are under a continual process.
Amen.
We are undergoing divination every day.
Amen.
And day five, I said, because day by day, the Spirit is designating us the sons of God.
Amen.
We are under a continual process of being designated. Page 23 in the outline, I thought, designated the sons of God, that's too high, that's so much. But it was so simple. It said, how do we become the sons of God? How is divinity added to humanity?
Amen.
It says, the more we grow in life,
Amen.
The more we are designated
Amen.
The sons of God.
Amen.
It's so simple. It's just by the daily growth in life.
Amen.
Turn to the Lord and a heart that is pure towards Him.
Amen.
And in order to grow, like the young people were sharing, we need to feed on the guileless milk of the food of the Word.
Amen.
We need to get dumped. That tea bag needs to get dumped every
Amen.
Day. And in order to grow, we need the watering of the gifted members.
Amen.
And then D, it says, through all of the things in our environment, through all Amen. Our failure, our ugly self is torn down.
Amen.
Lord has a greater opportunity to work in us.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. This is an ongoing process.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I really enjoyed that word designated. I think I got a little better understanding. And also, you know, at the beginning of the book of Romans, it says the subject of Romans says the gospel of God to make sinners sons of God.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that because that has so much to do with designation. And then on day five, it says, Romans 8:29 says, because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son.
Amen.
That he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
Amen.
You know, that's something organic. And then it says, those whom he predestinated, these he also called. And those whom he called, these he also justified. And those whom he justified, these he also glorified.
Amen.
I enjoy this so much to do with designation. Designation is not just, you know, I designate you to a certain position, or I designate myself, I'm a doctor, and I give myself a label, well, I'm not a doctor. Or if I had gone to medical school for the required number of years, and eventually, you know, I would be a doctor. And it's the same way with us being sons, you know, as the more we're sun-eyed, day by day, week by week, year by year, eventually we just express Christ.
Amen.
And I enjoyed that designation is not just, you know, I call you, okay, you're whatever, you know, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're an engineer. It's not just something outward that we declare, we point out somebody, but it's what we are organically.
Amen.
Day by day, we're being transformed
Amen.
From the same image.
Amen.
We're the firstborn son, and we're the many sons.
Amen.
Amen.
We'd like to read 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image,
Amen.
From glory to glory,
Amen.
Even as from the Lord's Spirit.
Amen.
I enjoyed this verse this week, and I enjoyed the word unveiled.
Amen.
And I realized, like Milton was sharing, whenever we're in the middle of our whatever, and we stop and turn, there's an unveiling. It's because we were unveiled, then we can behold the Lord. And every time we respond to the Lord, come to the Word, call a sister, just call His name,
it's
more unveiling.
Amen.
More beholding.
Amen.
And as we behold, then the tea bag comes in again, and that's glory.
Amen.
Glory. More glory, more expression of tea. And then the expression is spontaneous.
Amen.
I I enjoyed the gospel this week.
Amen.
I enjoyed this verse too, particularly the word unveiled.
Amen.
I just love that. We need to be unveiled.
Amen.
We need our heart turned to the Lord.
Amen.
Heart turned to the Lord is an unveiled heart.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We need to turn.
Amen.
Yeah. We have to turn.
Amen.
We need to pray.
Amen.
We need to do it.
Amen.
We need to, all of us should think about how wonderful this person is.
Amen.
We can't really see him, actually. Right? But we know what he is.
Amen.
We have so much, you know, we've been taught.
Yeah.
And we should stick with it, I think.
Amen.
Not go anywhere else.
Amen.
But anyway, praise the Lord.
Amen.
For what we can do, or a lot of things that can happen. Also.
Amen.
So we should pray.
Amen.
For, you know, things that are important. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to be here with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Now let's sing 1345. Whenever the heart shall turn to the Lord.
Amen.
What happens?
The veil is taken away. Amen.
So
turn
your heart to the Lord all the day. Resurrection.
Amen.
This resurrection. resurrection is the designation.
Amen.
And this resurrection takes place by the Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit of holiness is the Spirit of designation.
Amen.
And in the church life, we often talk about transformation. And the verse we read several times today, transformation is from the Lord's Spirit.
Amen.
But there is the cooperation.
Amen.
The verse begins, "We all with unveiled face."
Yeah. Yeah.
But how do we even get to that point?
Yes.
From our veil of, you know, Mark is just at work, he's buried under the work. But there's a way out.
Amen.
Whenever the hearts are turned to the Lord,
amen,
the veil shall be taken away.
Amen.
And after stuck on the freeway, long drive to and from work, but whenever,
amen,
whenever the heart shall turn to the Lord,
amen,
the veil shall be taken away.
Amen.
You know, this matches the end of Romans 8, which talks about us being conformed. It says, "Those whom God foreknew, He also predestinated."
Amen.
The foreknowing does not need our cooperation. The predestinating does not need our cooperation. It's done.
Amen.
Thank the Lord, it's done.
Amen.
Predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son.
Amen.
Why? That He might be the firstborn among many brothers.
Amen.
The firstborn among many mature brothers, among many conformed brothers.
Amen.
Not among many baby brothers. We have been predestinated to be conformed.
Amen.
But this comes out of the prior verse. We know that all things work together for good.
Amen.
What is the good? The good is to be conformed to the image of God's Son.
Amen.
All things work together for good to those who love God.
Amen.
Those who love God are those who turn their heart to the Lord whenever.
Amen.
To turn by calling on His name.
Amen.
Very simple. To turn by saying, "Lord Jesus, I love You."
Amen.
To turn by singing a song.
Amen.
Even if you don't remember the whole song, just sing what you've got.
Amen.
That's turning your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't remember the whole morning revival verse during the day, but you remember part of it.
Amen.
Just whatever it is.
Amen.
You know, oh Lord, thank You for that word about transform.
Amen.
Lord, I don't remember the verse, but I know there was something about transformation.
Amen.
Thank You, Lord.
Amen.
Just to say thank You, Lord.
Amen.
You may have a habit of thanking the Lord when you sit down for a meal. But how about thanking the Lord for the rest when you wake up in the morning? Finish a drive, whether it's easy or it's tough. Thank You, Lord, for this drive.
Amen.
You take a walk. You say, "Lord, thank You for the walk."
Amen.
Open to the Lord.
Amen.
Just use anything to open to the Lord.
Amen.
You know, it's spring. The flowers are starting to bloom. You know, you just use that to pray, "Lord, bloom in me."
Amen.
Lord, express Your life in me.
Amen.
Whenever the heart will turn to the Lord.
Amen.
Whenever and however.
Amen.
The veil is taken away.
Amen.
And the Lord is that designating Spirit.
Amen.
Whenever we turn, however we turn, the Lord is the resurrecting Spirit.
Amen.
Getting us out of death and designating us with His life.
Amen.
Now the Lord is the Spirit.
Amen.
But what do we need to do? Turn our heart to the Lord.
Amen.
So many simple ways throughout the day.
Amen.
And then He will work on us. He will bring us through this process.
Amen.
So how about a few brothers or sisters pray for all of us?
Amen. Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Thank you for transforming us.
Amen.
More and more each day.
Amen.
Keep us turning, Lord.
Amen.
Turning when we rise up in the morning.
Amen.
Turning throughout the day.
Amen.
Turning at night, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, keep us turning to you.
So many now.
Amen.
So many keep us turning to you.
Amen.
Bring us all through the process.
Amen.